listener. Welcome to Your Hour of Power. I'm your host, Miranda Campbell. It's indeed a pleasure to be with you again on tonight. I'm looking forward to the journey that we're going to go on tonight, and the things that I plan to share with you will surely benefit your life and bless your life tremendously. Once again, welcome to the Hour of Power, where our goal is to empower, educate, and entertain you. We focus on your development as a fully functioning and whole individual. Our desire is that you prosper and gain wholeness mentally, physically, and spiritually. Friends, today we have a special guest with us, and I cannot wait for you to meet him. He will bless your pockets, and he will bless your wallets. He's going to teach us how to save money, friends. He's going to teach us how to grow our money, and he's going to teach us how to plan and save for those times, those unexpected times. We're going to take a quick break, and once again, thank you so much for listening. I want you to strap yourselves in and get ready for this ride we're about to take, and grab some tea. Grab a nice glass of wine, however it is you relax, and stay tuned. Listeners, before we get back and before I introduce you to our guest, I'd like to share some things with you. You know, it's our routine here to make sure that we impact your lives. We want to make sure that you're whole mentally. We want to make sure that you're a whole person physically. And we indeed want to make sure that you're whole spiritually. Right now, I'd like to share some tips with you. I want to share 40 tips for a better life. These are tips that can help enhance your life in every area. It's 40, so I'll share them throughout the show. I won't give it all to you at once. Don't want to overload your brains all at once, so I'll share it with you piece by piece. Here's number one. Take a 10 to 30 minute walk every day. And while you walk, smile. Number two, sit in silence for at least 10 minutes each day. I can definitely relate to this. I sit in silence for at least about 30 minutes. I like to pray and meditate. Before I start my day, and before you start your day, listeners, I'd like for you to spend some time with your Creator. Get alone and find your quiet place and meditate. You can spend some time praying and talking to your Father, to God, but also spend some time quiet. Take at least 10 minutes to listen to what your spirit is telling you and get guidance from that spirit. So number two is to sit in silence for at least 10 minutes each day. Number three is to sleep for 7 hours. Now that's a tough one. Sometimes I know some people who are some night owls and they don't get to bed until late. So try to get sleep for at least 7 hours and live with the three E's: energy, enthusiasm, and empathy. Energy, enthusiasm, and empathy. Number five is play more games. I know I tend to do this when I have friends over or when I go over to a dinner party with friends. We play Taboo. It's a fun game. It's entertaining. It gets your brain moving and thinking. Taboo is a great game to play with friends. So play games, play chess, play checkers, play Candyland. That's one from way back. Number six, read more books than you did the previous year. Number seven, make time to practice meditation, yoga, and prayer. This provides us with daily fuel for our busy lives. And number eight, spend time with people over the age of 70 and under the age of 6. I find this one to be quite funny and very true. You can get the greatest wisdom for people over 70. I love my senior citizens. I love them. I love their knowledge and their wisdom. But also under the age of 6, kids say the darndest things. And sometimes that's just that age where God can speak through you and use you because your spirit is just so new and open to him that he's able to use children under the age of 6 and speak through them. So listen to what a child has to say, any child in your life. All right, friends, listeners, you got 8 good tips for a better life, and I'm definitely going to share more with you. But I have a guest on the show today that I cannot wait for you to meet. His name is Anthony Jenkins, and he's developed financial software that he wants to impart with us today. He has a great website, and he's our guest on today, and he's going to be dabbling in the financial area and telling us how to improve that area of our lives. Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. He is the CEO and president of lifeeventsplanning.com, an online budgeting software website. Mr. Jenkins has a background in engineering, teaching, project management, and he's been a contractor. Anthony has owned several businesses, including a successful home building business and now a website business. So, how are you doing this evening, Anthony?
I am doing good. And yourself?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I'm blessed. I'm great. Thanks for asking. So, how long have you had your site up?
This site's been up about 3 years.
Okay. And Anthony, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I came up with this idea from being a project manager. And as a project manager, you're required to develop budget estimates for your project. And so I decided, well, I could use these same tools for developing a budget for my family. And so that's how I came up with it. So initially, I started with Microsoft Excel. I developed the format for this website using Excel. And then later on, I hired a website company to develop the site for me, the programming.
Okay. And once again, the name of your website is lifeeventsplanning.com. And what caused you to create a site like this?
Well, I saw a need. I would see people at work writing their bills on napkins, and you see them with folders or papers with they write their mortgage payment, car note, gas, and that sort of thing. And when I would see that, I know these folks forgot a particular bill, and so when you forget a bill, then later on, you tend to spend that money, and then later on, you realize, well, I didn't pay this bill. So, my site, what it does, it captures all the costs that are associated with your household. There's no, well, let me give you some examples of the costs that it captures, like casual spending, clothing. Dry cleaning, haircut, your cell phone bill. Even, people are going back to school nowadays, so there's educational costs that is captured. Also, most people don't even think about work expenses. Going to work costs a lot of money, especially with people who, especially people who spend $3 or $4 for a cup of coffee per day. I mean, so if you have 3, 4 cups of coffee, that adds up to about, $12 to $15 a day just spending on coffee alone.
Exactly. 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 And what I like about your site, Anthony, God is really concerned with our finances. He really cares about how we manage our money. He asks us to give 10% to him, but the other 90% people really don't know what to do with it. So what I like about your plan and your site is that it allows people to focus and help them manage the other 90% so that we can truly be good stewards of the money that God has blessed us with. Now, Anthony, why would someone purchase a membership to your site?
Well, lifeeventplanning.com, as you mentioned earlier, it's a financial budgeting website, and it is designed to prepare families, designed to prepare you for, like, getting married, buying a house, starting a family,
your
kids college, work, separation, laid off, retirement, emergencies, illness, disability, vacation, Christmas, birthdays, anniversary, and divorce. So the site, again, helps you prepare for all these different events that happen in your life.
Exactly, exactly. And those are things, like you said, that are out of our control, things that come up. And a lot of times people don't have a budget or a plan in place. So your site helps them with a plan. And the membership helps them with a plan. So, and you mentioned one of the things was getting married. So let's talk about getting married. Not me and you, but let's just talk about getting married.
Okay. Well, most couples, they talk for hours about planning their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't talk about finances. And so the number one reason for divorces is finance.
Right.
So what this site does, it captures your debt and income, also your fiance debt and income, and combine those two together and show you all where you all are at financially when you get started in your marriage.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is interesting. So, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about major purchases. We've talked about marriages and finances, and I even want to dabble in that. You said something big. This is the number one reason why most marriages end in divorce. We're going to talk about that as well when we come back from the break. Listeners, remember to live, laugh, and love. Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight on Your Hour of Power. I'm your host, Miranda Campbell, and our goal is to educate, entertain, and empower you. We want you to become a whole and fully functioning individual, mentally, physically, and spiritually. As I said, I was sharing with you some tips for a better life. I'm going to give you one more tip before we go. And also, remember to call in. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions for our guest tonight, Anthony Jenkins, please feel free to call 530-413-4511 or call 530-413-4515 or 415-287-0074. Another tip is to dream more while you are awake. And my producers and my engineers are telling me, don't forget to call in toll free at 888-815-9756. You can call toll free anytime, folks. Now, our tips for a better life. The next one is to dream more while you're awake. Number 10 is to eat more foods that grow on trees and plants and eat less food that is manufactured in plants. That's a good one. Eat more foods that grow on trees and plants. At least twice during your day, make sure you're eating something that's growing on a tree, like a banana, an apple, anything that's growing from a tree. And last time I checked, French fries at McDonald's don't grow on trees. So let's keep it healthy. Let's keep some fruit and water in our diet. Speaking of water, number 11 is drink plenty of water. And number 12, try to make at least 3 people smile each day. And 13, I like this one. Don't waste your precious energy on gossip. These were your tips for a better life. I hope that they're enriching your life. As I share them with you, write them down. Let's get back to our guest. Anthony, are you there?
Yes.
All righty. Well, I want to thank you again for being on the show. I want us to talk a little bit more about your program. You have a financial program. You have a website. It's called liveeventsplanning.com. And before we went to break, we were talking about marriage as a financial decision maker for a lot of people. When you get married, you tend to merge finances, some people, but they don't talk about it. That's what you were telling us. And finances is the number one reason why most marriages end in divorce. So we want everyone, if you're married out there, start talking about your money. Go to Anthony's website, www.liveeventsplanning.com. Get this software, put your money in, put his money in, and merge it, right? Right, Anthony?
That is correct. The site capture all your debt and income as well as your fiancé debt and income and merge them together. And the site will show you your net monthly income as well as your net monthly expenses and show you whether or not you have a positive cash flow or a negative cash flow.
Okay, wonderful. Anthony, another thing that I love about your software that's just so biblically sound, it's so God-friendly and God-purposed. God intended, my pastor told me when I was a little girl, Anthony, well, I wasn't a little girl, I was a teenager, and he was just talking to us about his marriage and when he met his wife at Bible study, and he said that when they got married, he had 50 cents, and she had 50 cents, but together they had a dollar. So they no longer looked at their 50 cents. They said, we have a dollar. She didn't say, oh, I have 50 cents and you have this. It became their dollar. And to me, that just makes so much more sense. Two are better than one, the Bible says. And I think you can pay more bills off if you combine that income, don't you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. If couples were to work together, they could become so financially successful. Just to give you an idea, for example, you take a couple, if you can live off, they can live off of one salary, and banked the other one for like, you know, 2 or 3 years.
Wow. Wow.
That, by doing that, what that would do is allow them to set aside an emergency fund. And everyone needs to have an emergency fund, you know, for events that unplanned. You just, and we're going to talk about that later on as we
Sure. Yes, sir. Sure. That is so powerful. That is powerful. If the couples could live on one salary and bank the other, that is just tremendous. Now, let's talk about major purchases. A major purchase like the American Dream, home ownership.
Yes. Buying a home is a major investment.
Right.
And what this site would do is help you decide on, do you want to buy a house based on lifestyle, or do you want to buy a house based on what you can afford? And what I mean by lifestyle, if your family is accustomed to going on vacation, buying nice presents for Christmas, or having new cars every year, that sort of thing. Closet full of clothes. Mm-hmm. Then that's a particular lifestyle that you have. So you have to make a decision. Do you want to continue that type of lifestyle, or do you want to buy a big house? And if you buy that big house, you might not be able to afford to have the new cars, or, you know, the closet full of clothes and going on vacation every year.
Right.
So this program will show you whether or not you can, you know, afford the big house, or can you afford the new cars and clothes and that sort of thing. It actually calculate all these different variables of home ownership.
Wow. Wow. So it helps you prioritize things, what's really important to you.
Right.
So you
make that decision what's important to you all. You know, again, if lifestyle, then you probably can't afford the big house.
Right.
But if you want a big house and cut back on, you know,
clothes and eating out.
Yeah. Then you can have the big house, but you have to cut back on something.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Anything you want is worth working for and cutting back in other areas. Indeed. So let's talk about, Anthony, let's talk about starting a family.
Well, you know, one of the first decisions.
Well, once again, not me and you starting a family. you sound a little frustrated there when I said, no, I'm not ready. Just let's tell the listeners when they're ready to start a family how to save for that.
Yeah, well, I'm a little bit nervous. That's what it is.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
Okay, well, starting a family, what we're talking about here is, you know, you're a married couple and you decide to have a baby.
Okay.
Well, one of the decisions you have to make is, can you afford to stay home with this child? Or where you have to place this child in daycare and continue to work.
Right.
And so, you know, most mothers, they want to stay home with their newborn baby.
Right.
But, you know, due to poor planning, a lot of families can't do that. So they have to continue to work. But again, if they were to plan ahead, as I talked about earlier, if you can live off of one salary and bank the other one, then one of the parents could be a stay-home parent and raise your child until it's time to go to school.
Exactly. Because now daycare is so expensive, Anthony. Most people have to work just to pay for daycare. And I'm sure that your website can show them the practical way to prioritize and manage their money so that things get paid and they have more money left over, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so now let's talk about another biggie that it's a lot of baby boomers out there who are getting ready to retire, and then we have some folks who are empty nesters who are getting ready to retire. So, let's talk about retirement.
Well, it's never too early to start planning your retirement. And
Okay.
given today's economy and companies and Social Security, it is best that you start as early as possible. As it stands right now, more than half of the retirement income will come from your own 401k or your own savings.
Wow.
And what this site will do, it will calculate your years to plan for retirement and also allow you to set a budget amount that you want to save each year. And so the site automatically deducts that from your monthly budget. And that way you can set your goals each year for how much you want to save for your retirement. And then you take those funds and invest it in some type of investment.
Yeah, mutual fund,
Right.
any type of plan where, that you can diversify. Definitely, 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 because we can no longer, Anthony, like you said, we cannot depend on Social Security because half of our retirement is going to come from our own savings, our own 401k, our savings. So, listeners, whatever you like, Anthony said, it's never too early to start planning for retirement. When you work hard, God wants you to spend your years blessed and prosperous after you've spent so many years working. He wants you to enjoy the fruit of your labor. Right, Anthony?
That is correct.
Yes, he and Anthony, is going to show you how to do that, listeners, friends. He's going to show you how to enjoy the fruit of your labor. That's what this plan is all about. Now, speaking of labor, I know these past couple of years have been hard on the economy. A lot of people have suffered, a loss of job and what some people call work separation. We've heard of relationship separation, but there's also work separation and unemployment. Can we talk a little bit about that, Anthony?
Oh, yes. Given today's job market, it's very important that you plan to get laid off at some point during your career.
Wow. Did you say plan to get laid off?
Yeah, you should get plan to get laid off at some point during your career.
Wow. Wow, that is wow, that's interesting.
I mean,
That's
well, I should
yeah.
say, instead of saying laid off, I should say work separation at some
No,
point during your career.
you should say that because the point hits home. Because we don't plan for that, but it has happened to so many people, or it can happen. We, are not guaranteed anything in this world system. So that is so powerful. And that is sometimes something that people fear, so they don't plan for it. So getting rid of that fear and planning for it can help you be just that much stronger if it were to happen. So I am happy you said that. I'm going to have to use that. Plan
Well,
to get laid off.
and how you plan to get laid off is well, how you prepare to get laid off is that you have to save and have at least 8 months to a year's salary in the bank to cover you during that layoff period.
Okay, so
And
8 to 12 month salary. All right.
So,
Then,
when the layoffs occur, then you are able to sustain your family through that time. You want a
Exactly.
lot of people lose their homes, lose their cars, lose, I mean, they have to take their kids out of daycare because they can't afford, they cannot maintain their lifestyle because they haven't, planned for a
Amen.
layoff.
Yes. That is so powerful because so many people trust in their job. We trust in income from a job, but anything can really happen. And the Bible says, happy is he who trusts in the Lord. So when we trust in the Lord, we know that no matter what happens, he will take care of us. However, we must have wisdom. And that's what your website, it functions on, wisdom. So planning and saving 8 months to 12 months salary is wisdom. That's just wisdom. So let's talk about emergencies. What about things that just happen out of the blue?
Well, as you know, there's always going to be an emergency. You know, there's unforeseen situations that's going to happen, and you need to prepare for that. And what we suggest that you do is have a minimum of $5,000 in a bank account for emergency. Now, that's for you and your spouse.
Okay.
Each should have $5,000 in their account or 5% of your gross income.
Okay.
And you should place these funds in a national bank account. And the reason why I suggest a national bank account is take, for example, that Katrina situation. You know, the whole city of New Orleans was underwater for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the banking institution that you bank with that only had one bank, you didn't have access to your money.
Exactly.
So you could have had $100,000 in the bank, but you didn't have access to it. And the reason why you didn't have access to it is because these banks have what is called databases, and those databases capture all your account information, you know, your ATM card. When you swipe that card, you see all these little numbers and get approval and that sort of thing. All that goes back to what is called a data center, and that data center processes that card and approves, you know, your debit card or credit card.
Right.
But now, if you were banking at one bank and they only had that bank in New Orleans, then you didn't have access to your money. But if you had your money in a national bank account, now the national banks have 2 to 3 data centers throughout the United States. And so if one of those banking centers are destroyed due to, you know, a hurricane or tornado or earthquake or whatever, or just go out because of a blackout, then all that data is then transferred to these other banks. And so you never lose access to your money.
So it's like that at every bank?
No, that's national banks.
Oh, national bank. Oh, okay. So if we had, if we were banking with one of those banks like in New Orleans, that there's only one bank in that area, then you said that we had
only
we should
one,
have a card?
They only have one bank. Excuse me. They only have one bank. Sorry.
No, that's great information. No, because that happened to a lot of people. They had money and they couldn't, gain access to it. So you're saying that we should have a separate card for that account?
Right, with a national bank account.
A national bank account. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm making notes. This is good information, listeners. So wonderful. So we're going to take another quick break here. And Anthony, thank you so much for being on with us. And listeners, remember, our goal is to empower, educate, and entertain you. We focus on developing you as a fully functioning individual, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Thank you so much for listening. And remember to live, laugh, and love. Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's your Hour of Power, and I'm your host, Miranda Campbell. I was sharing with you 40 tips for a better life. And like I said, I'll be sharing them with you throughout the show tonight. And the last one was number 13, don't waste your precious energy on gossip. Number 14, forget issues of the past. Don't remind your partner with his or her mistakes of the past. That will ruin your present happiness. Number 15, don't have negative thoughts or things you cannot control. Instead, invest your energy in the positive present moment. That is so powerful. I'm going to read it again. Don't have negative thoughts are things you cannot control. Instead, invest your energy in the positive present moment. That is great. Number 16 is realize that life is a school and you are here to learn. Problems are simply part of the curriculum that appear and fade away like algebra. But the lessons you learn will last a lifetime. Wow. And since we know now that life is a school, we're here with our teacher tonight, Anthony Jenkins. He's teaching us about money and financial matters. That's part of our whole functioning human being. That's part of our being. So he's teaching us about managing our money. Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. Before we went to break, you were telling us about individuals who bank with a bank that may be the only one in the area and having access to your money in times of an emergency or times of a national disaster. So you gave us great information on that. Thank you so much. So now let's talk about kids in college. This is a big one.
Yes.
What about kids in college?
Okay, we suggest that you start a college fund when your child is born. Mm-hmm. And again, it's never too early to start saving. So we suggest that you start when your child is born.
And yeah, another thing is, and get scholarships. Make your child study. Make sure they're getting good grades and apply for scholarships as well. Did you have any scholarships when you went to school?
Yes, I did. I went to Grambling State University and went on a music scholarship.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and that helps out tremendously with
yes,
the
scholarship. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so saving from the time the child is born and also encourage those kiddies to study and maintain good grades or like you did, music. Find something that they like, a hobby, and something that's going to put them through school to help you out with that. Right? Mm-hmm. Got to help the parents out.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so, go ahead.
Yeah, this site calculates, allow you to set a financial goal and then calculate your monthly contribution to your child college fund.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah.
So this allows Yeah, so this allows you to contribute monthly. So since the child is born, contributing monthly, I'm sure it will be more than enough to take care of college. And we know that that increases. Inflation causes tuition to increase every so many years. So definitely starting when the child is born is great. Now, what about this, Anthony? I'm just thinking, I mean, I've had to deal with this personally in my life with my mother. What about illness or disability if someone takes sick in the family or becomes ill?
Well, I've experienced that myself as well.
But, okay.
The site has a section for dependents, and that dependent could be, you know, your parents, or it could be a sibling or a child. And basically what this site does is help you, provide you with tips as to where you can get additional funding or different resources the site. If you're getting, say, for example, if you have your parents that are living with you and they are receiving Social Security and, you know, they contribute to your household, the site actually takes in consideration those funds. And also, you know, there's like in my situation, we provide financial assistance to my mother. So the site captured that cost that you're providing to a dependent.
Oh, wow. So it includes the extra income into the household budget.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And remember, folks, remember, listeners and friends, go to www.lifeeventsplanning.com to access this software. And you can also get Anthony, so you can speak with him and contact him. And you can also get a membership, a lifetime membership. And we're going to talk to you guys later on in the show about that. So definitely illness is, like we said, it's something that we can't control. Disability is something that we can't control. And you also made a great point. You need health, disability, and long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't get that. They get the car insurance, they get the home insurance, but not the disability and long-term care. And folks who don't know, I am an insurance agent and I do wear many hats. I used to be an insurance agent. I used to have an agency a couple years back. So I do provide those services. So friends, listeners, you already know how to contact me. If you need that insurance, contact me on Facebook, Your Hour of Power with Miranda Campbell is on Facebook. Or you can go to Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Your Hour of Power. Or you can just go to bbsradio.com and send me a message from the website. But definitely that long-term care insurance, Anthony, and I know Anthony would agree with me, can help for situations like that as well. So now we've covered a lot of things. What about if we want to go out and have fun? What about Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries? We just have Valentine's Day. How does one save and budget for that?
Well, most people don't budget for those. They just just say, well, it's Christmas time, so it's time to go buy Christmas presents. Well, when you take that type of attitude, you are going to have financial problems later on. Because typically what people do is spend more than what they can actually afford. Mm-hmm. And what this site allows you to set a budget for Christmas, for birthdays, anniversaries, vacation, for each one of those. And you set a budget, and the site automatically calculates how much you're going to contribute to that budget each month.
Oh, wonderful. That's good. So that way, when we make these purchases like this, which, like you said, most people don't plan for it, this budget allows us to not go overboard, to not, because most people, they spend emotionally at times like this. So that's so smart. Having it in your budget allows you not to overspend. So once again, listeners, the website is www.lifeeventsplanning.com. lifeeventsplanning.com. And once again, it's online budgeting software. So, okay, now this is great. This is good info. So now Valentine's Day comes and goes and we still have money in our savings and we can still eat the day afterwards. So now, since that's come and gone, now this is a touchy subject for most. Hopefully it doesn't go this far, but if it does in the marriage and let's say the money isn't handled the right way and you end up getting a divorce because of it, what do you do with the money? I know it's traumatic, so does it have to be traumatic or not?
Well, emotionally, majority of the time it is. Financially, it doesn't have to be. And what you and this site helps you get through that part of it financially. The site has what is called a lifestyle planning report that you get, and what this report does, it walks you through the progression of your life for as your mate is concerned.
Okay.
And you start off as a single person, then you get married, and you know you have the two income, the debt, and then you move on from there to buying a big house and cars, mm-hmm. and that's, and then the next step, you start a family, having kids, and then the next one, you know, work separation or illness or that sort of mm-hmm. thing, no income, and then the final one that. Nowadays, over 50% of marriages are ended in a divorce.
Okay.
And divorces are, it costs quite a bit if you don't plan it out.
Yeah, it could be very stressful. Like you said, it could be stressful. Family, friends, if you can, think out the financial consequences before you take any action of getting a divorce, wouldn't you say, Anthony? Because it's a heavy consequence, right?
Oh, yes, you definitely want to do that. And my site actually show you the progression financially. This lifestyle report, it shows you, you know, when you get a divorce, how you be of impacted mm-hmm. for, you know, per spouse. You know, it captures whether or not you're going to pay alimony, child support, dependent support. It captures your monthly expenses. Mm-hmm. And it show you, and it also, capturing expenses, who mm-hmm. is paying child support to which spouse. And
okay.
Typically have the kids, custody of the kids. Those are the ones who are receiving the child support. Another one is paying the child support.
Okay.
So it captures all that type of information. So you have an idea how you will be affected financially. And typically, both spouses lose in a divorce financially.
Right. Definitely, it can be very stressful, just the whole process of separating. So, like you said, in your software, maybe if one is remarried, they can put into this software child support that they may be paying to another spouse and help budget. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and help budget the current household's money while other monies are going out. It shows you what's going where. So good. And before we close, I want to know what you've helped people before. I want to know what have you heard from people who've used this site?
Well, everyone has said that it's a great tool. They wish they would have had it a long time ago. And mm-hmm. my response to that, you need it now as well. Because as long as you are living, you have bills and you have income, you need to have a budget to manage your money.
Yes. And most people are afraid of a budget, but a budget is really empowering. It really frees you up because you're no longer worried and confused because now you see in black and white where everything is going. Right, Anthony?
That is correct. Yes.
Yes, and it can help you pay off credit cards and save for college and track spending, all that good stuff. Now let's tell people how to get it. We know how great it is and how awesome and how needed it is. How much does it cost? Is it free? How much is it?
Well, the site isn't free.
Aww.
The membership is $99, and it's a one-time, lifetime membership fee. And we are planning to have this site for years and years to come. We are expanding. We're going to provide what's under construction now. We will provide tips on how to protect your family, what to do in the event if there was a fire in your house. You know, you need to have an evacuation plan for your family. You need to know what to do in the event if someone were to, an intruder were to enter your house. You need to know what to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, weather planning. What do you do in the event of a tornado? Now, most people say, well, you go high, you get in a bathtub and you put something over your body, a mattress.
Now, that right.
Uh-huh. But the first thing you do is you get dressed. You put on your clothes.
Okay.
And the reason why you do that, because you don't know if you're going to have to run.
Right. You
know? With Katrina, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a whole lot of people who didn't have on clothes. They didn't have on shirt and shoes because mm-hmm. they didn't prepare. But we're going to provide you with those types of
You know what, life. Anthony, that takes losing your shirt to a whole nother level.
Well,
definitely. If you're not prepared, you can definitely lose your shirt, literally. So this site can help us keep our clothes on and keep us covered and keep us protected, right? In the spirit and in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, because we don't want to get caught out naked. We don't want to be naked spiritually. We don't want to be naked physically. We want to be protected and covered. And this budget is like a big old blanket. You can just wrap it around you and feel protected and covered, right?
That is correct.
And only $99.
Yeah, we're going to protect you financially, and we're going to protect your family from a hurricane.
Right. Were you involved in a hurricane? Were you involved in that?
Yes, I have been involved in a hurricane. I was in high school when it happened.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Let me just share with you where I got this advice from for getting dressed.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid growing up, anytime that there was bad weather, my folks, they would always tell us, put your clothes on, get dressed. Mm-hmm. And it didn't make sense to me back then. But it makes sense to me now because, again, you know, when a hurricane or a tornado hit, you don't know what you're going to have to do. And you want to have on some clothes. You
right.
want to be dressed and ready.
You want to be dressed and ready.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, Anthony, I thank you so much for being with me on tonight. You have shared great knowledge with us, and I feel empowered, and I know our listeners and our family and friends feel empowered as well. Remember, it's only $99 for this lifetime membership that you can use in every area of your life, throughout your life, to help you plan, budget, and save money. Like Anthony said, we don't want to be caught out. Like his parents taught him, put your clothes on. Put a financial covering on. Put this budget on and let it cover you and protect you. Always be dressed and ready. We're going to go on a quick break, and when I come back, I want to give you Anthony's website again and his contact information. So remember to live, laugh, and love. Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in with me. This has been a awesome journey, a great ride. This is your Hour of Power, and I'm your host, Miranda Campbell. Our goal is to educate, entertain, and empower you. We want to make sure that you are a fully functioning individual mentally, physically, and spiritually. Today, we dealt with the mental, your finances. And in order to have a clear and easy mind and a great sleep at night, your finances must be in order. And that's easy to attain. That's easy to do. Anthony Jenkins was with us tonight. His website is www.lifeeventsplanning.com. Please give his website a run through and consider taking this information in and this budgeting into your life. Thank you so much for being with me, family and friends. Remember to live, laugh, and love.